Thank you, Mr. Kenny. And now Dr. Daniel A. Poling, editor, syndicated columnist, and president of the World Christian Endeavor Union. I have long looked forward to meeting Dr. Poling, as one of my students at Rutgers 15 years ago was his son, one of the four heroic young chaplains who gave up their life preservers in the South Pacific that four others might live. That poignant event has recently been commemorated on a United States stamp. I remember that boy very well. His term paper was called The Return of Mission. Dr. Poling, I'm glad to introduce you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I thank you, sir. Senator Pepper has made the case for society's stake in the problem before us tonight. Mr. Folsom has faced the issue squarely for industry. I would look at life itself. Life begins not at 40, for you life begins or may right where you are. Some years ago, a friend of mine, E. Francis Hyde, who when we met was past 80, had long since retired from his active interests, but was still president of the American Bible Society. He continued in this relationship until his death at 95. Also, he was founder of New York's Philharmonic, and had been the organist of a great church before he was 15. From 15 to 90, he was both living and getting ready to live. On his 90th birthday, I asked him this question. Tell me, sir, your secret. How do you stay like this? He grinned and replied, Domini, I never reminisce. And that was the answer. He had thought ahead, planned ahead, and now he concentrated on the things he had laid by against the time when he would be free to do them, matters ready for his age and experience. Mentally and spiritually, he was eternal youth. Among the last words of Charles Steinmetz, that gnome-like, gentle little man of General Electric who stood taller than the giants were these, and I quote, the great discoveries of the future will be in the realm of the spirit. And that, men and women, is the elemental, imperative, timeless, but timely truth. Man has unlocked the door to the mysteries. He holds in his hand the secret of the universe, and he is afraid. More afraid than he has ever been in all of human history before. No, he's not afraid of the bomb. He is afraid of himself. He has mastered the atom, but can he master himself? This is the number one billion-dollar final question, and the 20th century's ultimatum is, get the answer, little man. Get it or get out. That ultimatum is a fresh beginning. Doing this out of old age, and how may I, how can I provide against frustration and defeat in my old age? Eugene Kenny has given us his dramatic, if provocative, long-look answer. Well, here's another. In Honey Farms, Florida, is the unique memorial community, where 100 couples, retired men and women, clergymen, missionaries, educators, and executives, live a more abundant life. They are my friends. I watch them in their gardens, at their benches and desks, and at their play. They have 100 varied interests, from chickens and soup to golf and cheese, from poetry and art to stirring debate. I'm still training to go after the crown of their horseshoe champion. Definitely life for these men and women begins right where they are. What is their secret? It has many facets, but here's the heart of it. That which gives peace of mind and the great assurance is the profound conviction that life in time and space is only life's beginning, that it is but the childhood of immortality. Those who possess it, men and women, this belief is more than a conviction, however deep, and more than a faith, however strong. In our time, old age pensions, retirement incentives, and the growing partnership between youth and age are among society's imperatives. But greater than these, when life's shadows fall, is the conviction, aye, the experience. Made vocal by Edison, upon himself grows dim with age, and nations sink in years. But thou shalt flourish in eternal youth, on earth amidst the war of elements, the wreck of matter, and the clash of worlds.